said the dwarf.
They poured unholy water into my stream. Do you suppose I'm going to allow that?
Why, said Gluck.
I am sure, sir, your majesty, I mean, they got the water out of the church font.
Very probably,
replied the dwarf.
But,
and his face grew stern as he spoke,
the water which has been refused to the cry of the weary and dying is unholy, though it had been blessed by every saint in heaven.
So saying, the dwarf stooped and plucked a lily that grew at his feet. On its white leaves there hung three drops of clear dew, and the dwarf shook them into the flask which Gluck held in his hand.
Cast these into the river,
he said,
and go down on the other side of the mountains into the treasure valley, and so, good speed.
As he spoke, the figure of the dwarf became indistinct. The colors of his robe formed themselves into a mist of dewy light. He stood for an instant veiled with them as with a belt of a broad rainbow. The colors grew faint, the mist rose into the air, the monarch had disappeared. And Gluck climbed to the brink of the golden river. Its waves were as clear as crystal and as brilliant as the sun. When he cast the three drops of dew into the stream, there opened where they fell a small whirlpool, into which the waters fell with a musical noise. Gluck stood watching it for some time, very much disappointed because the river was not turned into gold, and its waters seemed less in quantity. Yet he obeyed his friend, the dwarf, and went down the other side of the mountains toward the treasure valley.